We do English first, then national language. Elena, congratulations. You're into your first final here in Stuttgart. Talk us through that match because it was quite epic.
Yeah, it was a very tough match, like always against Iga, and really happy that I won on clay. Gives confidence, of course.
I felt that probably you weren't very pleased with the way you were serving in the first couple of matches that played here. Today, you had 10 aces. Like, what was the thoughts on your serve today?
Yeah, I was serving much better today, I think, just because also you play against such a good player that you know that every point counts. And I was pushing myself. And first two matches, I was adapting a bit to the conditions, to the balls, and maybe I was serving a little bit more passive. And today I was going for the serve, was trying to change it a little bit, so yeah.
Diego with the serve, but I'd also like to talk to you about your return today, which I thought maybe that's the best you've returned, certainly this tournament, but I thought your return was amazing today. Can you tell us a bit about that?
I think the return definitely improved from last year, from both angles, and of course it depends on the opponent, a bit of the speed of the serve, and of course placement. But yeah, since we played with Iga many times, more or less I tried to predict where she's going to go, and really happy with the return and overall with the game.
Congratulations, Elena. What was going through your mind as she's saving all of these break points throughout the second set and a little bit in the beginning of the third? I mean, was there frustration? Did you have to tamp it down? Because one of those breaks goes your way, it's probably a straight set win. So how do you maintain your focus?
Yeah, of course, I was a bit frustrated, but at the same time, coach also was telling me, and I was trying to calm down because it's clay and it doesn't mean anything. And she has very good second serve, good spin, so it pushes you out of the court, so it's not easy to step in. And also in these moments, I think it's normal to be also a bit tight, and she was serving well, so I mean, a bit of frustration was there, but in the end of the day, I found my way.
Yeah, so sometimes we all need a certain goal or a reason to do something. So I just wonder, if you won that car, would that be the key to go for that driver license, or the other way around? Why did you do it so far?
I wanted to do it already a long time, but I never have chance to be at one place for long, and I did already a couple of lessons I was driving, but yeah, for sure that's the goal for this year outside of the court. And with this car, if I win, it's gonna be one double goal, and hopefully I finish it this year.
Another question. Was it even more difficult to play Iga here, knowing that she hasn't lost a match at this tournament?
Yeah, of course. For me, last two times I was coming, it was not that successful, the tournament. And I was playing Fed Cup also, traveling a lot. But this time I prepared much better. And of course, she likes the courts. For me, it's a little bit difficult to move. It's really slippery, and you need to be very strong. And for now, I'm happy that I managed to pull off these three matches. And even today, this three-set battle, I managed to win.
Elena, you are one of Iga's most uncomfortable opponents. What gives you this advantage in matches against her? The tournament magazine named you as a player with a poker face. Maybe this one?
I think it's just style of the game. And Iga, she moves really well, and she likes to dominate in the rally. And with me, it's difficult because I play fast, I play flatter, and also like to move the opponent, so it's kind of I think matchup where we both pushing each other, we both trying to to dominate in the points. So I think, of course, also my serve helps a lot. That's why some matches I win, some matches I lose, but it's always tough for her to play against me and for me to play against her.
I always like to know, do people have a connection to Germany? So do you have any relationship to German culture, sports, anything, or did you even learn German at school? Something like that?
No, I never learned German in school. In school was actually French for me. And Germany, I remember I played my first juniors events, and this is where I actually met my sponsor, Yonex. And from there, when I was 13, I think, I'm playing Yonex Rackets. So these kind of memories from Germany.
Elena, fifth final of the year. You lead the tour in wins, finals, all that, and we're only in April. You've beat number one, number two. You're the only player to do that this year. Do you feel like you are the best player on tour right now?
Well, I'm happy, of course, with all the tournaments I just played and all the finals. As I was saying last year, because I started really well the season, and now it's also successful. The season is very long, and you never know how you're going to finish. But, of course, I'm happy with all the results that I'm having this year.
Sorry, just have to ask for about tomorrow. Obviously, you'll face either Marqueta or Marta. Marta took the first set. But what do you make of coming off of this win, a tough physical one, and... Just kidding. Take that back. 5-1 when I sat down.
Yes, 5-4, I think. Oh, okay. You never
WTA.
Know.
WTA.
Yes.
But what do you make of those matchups coming off of, you know, the matchup you just had against Iga?
Well, Iga, of course, very tough opponent, and it gives confidence. But at the same time, I know that if it's going to be Marta, for example, she has nothing to lose. She comes, she's going to swing, and she moves really well. So she already beat good players. So if it's going to be her, it's going to be a tough one for sure. And same with Marqueta. I feel like she was doing well this tournament, and she's lefty, so it's a little bit different, so I will need to adjust to different spin and also speed of the ball.
Okay, great. Do you want to do any national language?
Елена, еще раз поздравляем вам с таким непростым матчем. Скажите, есть ли обычно какие-то знаки или какие-то вот предчувствия перед такими сложными встречами, что все сложится? И когда вы понимаете, что у меня есть шанс, и это он?
Ну, особых знаков не было, так как это первый турнир на грунте, и я приехала без особых ожиданий, хотелось просто поиграть побольше матчей, что мне, в принципе, удалось. И точно так же, выходя с Игой, у меня не было... никакого давления, что я там могу или должна выиграть. Я просто хотела показать хорошую игру и посмотреть, на каком уровне я сейчас, и вполне довольна своей игрой, поэтому я думаю, что мы еще встретимся не один раз с Игой. Так что в целом я довольна своей игрой, надеюсь, что будет только лучше.
Еще вопрос. В зависимости от того, кто сейчас победит, это будет вашей соперницей. С кем из двух девушек, Маркета или Марта, вы знакомы больше как вот с человеком, с личностью? С кем-то, может, больше общаетесь?
Не могу сказать, что много общаюсь, но с Маркетой мы достаточно неплохо общаемся. Она, ну, хороший человек, тоже тренер. В принципе, с ее командой мы хорошо знакомы. Марту знаю с детства, но не могу сказать, что много общаемся. Ну, примерно одинаково.